Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Let's take a look at the most famous black politician in the world, Nelson Mandela, who has been lauded as a saint and literally as a living god. And let's hear what he has to say about Jews. Now, Nelson Mandela is famous for being the leader of the ANC and the ANC's armed wing. And he spent a long time in a South African jail. But during that time when he was in jail, there was another leader. And his name was Oliver Tambo. But I'll bet that those of you who live outside South Africa, that you've never even heard the name Oliver Tambo. You didn't even know Oliver Tambo existed. But Oliver Tambo actually ran the ANC for all the time that Mandela was in jail. Mandela was in jail for 27 years. And Oliver Tambo was running the ANC. However, the moment that the ANC was unbanned and Mandela was allowed out of prison, all of a sudden, Mandela is the leader of the ANC. But what about the other guy who's been the leader in all the intervening years? He just disappears off the stage. He goes and sits in the back. Mandela is the only one that comes to the fore. All of a sudden, without any further ado. And in South Africa, like in America, there are black racists, black nationalists, blacks who want to be with blacks, and they don't want to mix with others. In South Africa, the PAC, the Pan-Africanist Congress, is a black racialist communist movement. These are blacks who want to stick with other blacks, and they are violent, very much in the same mold as Malcolm X, for example. In their case, they're just not Muslims. But do they get the funding and the publicity of the ANC, especially Mandela? Not a chance. People don't even know they exist, except for the whites in South Africa who are into military stuff and military history and who know the activities of the PAC. So when blacks are racist and blacks are nationalist, then they are quietly pushed to the side. The blacks who get the publicity are the blacks who are friendly to Jews and who have a deal going with the Jews, or who are controlled by the Jews, but they have something with the Jews, and then they get all that publicity and money and assistance and everything. So this is a black organization that apparently is for black people. But you're going to find that there are, quotes, white people in there. And those white people even have very high ranks. And they are Jews. There are very, very, very few non-Jews who are white who are in these organizations. Very few. The majority of the, quotes, whites in these black organizations are Jews. Something I discovered in more recent times is that Nelson Mandela and his wife, Winnie Mandela, they had so many Jewish friends, they were hobnobbing with, quotes, white Jews all the time. Nelson Mandela's first boss was a Jewish lawyer. Sadelsky is his name. And Nelson Mandela has said that Sadelsky is the only guy that he would call boss. So he worked for Sadelsky And I discovered that Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela had lots of white Jewish friends, white in inverted commas. In South Africa, these are classified as whites. They were even married in the house of a, quote, white Jewish woman. And if you dig into the history of Nelson Mandela, it's just Jews, Jews, Jews everywhere. Nelson and Winnie Mandela were blacks who were big buddies with Jews. And is it any wonder, therefore, that they got all this huge publicity? Now, among the blacks who were fighting against the West and who were either communist or whatever, there were those that didn't want to deal with Jews. And you also had non-whites like Muammar Gaddafi, who was an enemy of Israel. So you'll see the diplomatic position that Nelson Mandela takes, how he tried to resolve it, and the problems that he had. But the one thing that Nelson Mandela was absolutely immovable on was Jews. Jews are his friends, and Jews are allowed inside his political party. Those Jews would not have been allowed into the PAC, for example. So, no publicity, no friendship for the PAC. So, in the same way that Jews mess with white politics and control white politics and see to it that only Jew-friendly people are promoted, same thing is true for black politics. In the countries where there are enough Jews to start messing with it. So just take a look at this interview in America. This was after the ANC was unbanned. Possibly this is in the early 1990s. Listen to Mandela defending the Jews. And then you'll understand why this guy got so much seriously positive publicity worldwide from this. My own suspicion and my own thinking is that I think the Jews were looking for a black in South Africa who could lead other blacks, and they were hunting for black leaders among the blacks. But they were hunting for a black leader that they could control and strike deals with. And I personally suspect, this is my own conclusion, I think that the Jews battled a lot to find a black guy that they could turn into a communist, that they could get him into such a position that he'd be willing to kill whites. And I think that they battled for quite a long time. My guess is that they probably battled for more than a decade to find a black that they could use, maybe even longer. And that when they finally got this Nelson Mandela character, they were so over the moon. They had a black commie willing to kill whites, and he's pro-Jew, and he's totally firm and reliable for Jews. I think that is why the Jews love him to bits.
I also explained to Mr. Sigmund and company that in our organization, we have Jews. In fact, Mr. Gaddafi did not allow us to open our offices in Libya precisely because we had the courage to say to him, we work with the Jews in our organization. And he didn't allow us to open an office until February this year, when he had to accept us as we are. We are not prepared to be swayed by anybody. We have an independent policy which we accept no matter with whom we discuss. a Jewish leader have any doubts about our stand, I am prepared to address them and to allay their concern, because they are a very important community both in South Africa and, of course, in the States. And I'm prepared to iron out any differences that might exist. But they must know what our stand is. Arafat is a comrade in arms, and we treat him as such. And as I have said, we have many Jews, members of the Jewish community in our struggle, and they have occupied very top positions.
Let me just show you one or two things quickly. This video is by no means meant to be a comprehensive view of Nelson Mandela and the Jews. Nothing of the sort. It's just to point out a couple of quick facts that will show you that Nelson Mandela, throughout his life, was closely associated with Jews. He was closely associated with Jews, and the relationship between him and Jews was very tight. Consider, for example, the day that he got married. Take a look at the photos on the screen in front of you, and you'll see that what I did was I put a red dot above the heads of all the, quotes, white people in this photo on the day that Nelson Mandela got married to his later-to-be famous wife, Winnie Mandela. So that's Mandela there in the black suit, or the darkest suit, on the bottom left. And there's Winnie Mandela on the far left. This was in 1958. Apartheid was well established, and apartheid was moving forward in a big way. So on the 14th of June 1958, Nelson Mandela gets married to Winnie Mandela. But guess where they are getting married? They are getting married in the house of a Jewish couple. But it's also not just any Jewish couple. These are communist Jews, white communist Jews. And the surname is Harmel, H-A-R-M-E-L. I assure you, in the South Africa of those days, that no black person would have been married in the house of a white person. That kind of stuff was not done. But here it is done with the Jews. So the man on the far left, the quotes, white man on the far left, is Michael Harmel. And if you look at the lady on the top right, that lady between those two black women, that lady is his wife, Barbara Harmel. She was a communist revolutionary. She was a communist agitator as well. And these are their children. These Mandelas, Nelson and Winnie Mandela, they were working closely with the Jews. Jews were like their house friends, very literally. They socialized with these people. So keep in mind that apartheid came into being in 1948. And this is 1958, 10 years later. The communists are already at work. I think by this time, South Africa had already thrown the Russians out of South Africa. But here, sitting in South Africa, are the local Jews. And the local Jews are busy working on the propaganda and the politics for communist revolution with these blacks. And of course, you've heard all these Jews and liberals telling you how evil and terrible and awful apartheid was. In fact, Bishop Tutu, who was an Anglican, a black Anglican bishop in South Africa, is on record as saying that apartheid was worse than the Jewish Holocaust of World War II. That apartheid was worse than the Jewish Holocaust of World War II. Now, in this video, we're not going to discuss the Jewish Holocaust or the fact that it's an imaginary thing. But let's take it at its face value that he's trying to imply and suggest that apartheid was a cruel, evil system and black people had every reason to rise up against it. Well, take a look at all these black people here in this photo on this wedding day, and they don't look that hard up, if you ask me. I don't see them in chains or anything like that. They seem pretty happy and they seem pretty well fed and healthy. Before I forget, Winnie Mandela's dress, wedding dress, was made by Barbara Harmel, the Jewish woman. So again, that will show you how close these people are. And on the bottom right is another photo of Nelson and Winnie Mandela on the day of their wedding. And take a look at that. Here you can see Winnie Mandela in her dress and her jewelry, and here is Nelson Mandela. And again, look at them. They don't look unhealthy. They look well-fed, healthy. Does that look like slavery to you? And one final thing before I forget. The mouthpiece of the South African Communist Party is a journal known as the African Communist. And it's a document I'm very familiar with, and I went hunting for it in the late 1980s. And, quotes, white Jews ran the South African Communist Party during most of its existence. But that Michael Harmel, who's in that photo, he was the editor of the African Communist at the time. These are Jews. They are communist Jews living in South Africa among the whites, and they are busy working on bringing revolution and killing to this country. They were not the only communist Jews in South Africa. There are lots of communist Jews in South Africa. Quotes, white Jews. And some of them, quite a lot of them, came from Germany. They actually had fled Hitler's Germany. And later on, as the decades go by, one sees these famous names. And then when you dig into their lineage and who mommy and daddy were, then you find out that they're a bunch of communist Jew scum, either from the Third Reich or from somewhere else in Europe. And let me show you a little bit more about Nelson Mandela and the Jews, and you'll see that right from his early days, from his early working life, he was closely associated with Jews. Consider, for example, this image, top left. There's a book that's been written called Mandela's Boss, the Sedelsky-Nelson Mandela Connection. There you can see Nelson Mandela and his, quotes, white boss, the Jew, Sedelsky, Lazar or Lazar Sedelsky. There's a better photo of the two of them in the bottom left. This is the guy that Nelson Mandela worked for when he became a lawyer. As I understand it, in those days there were very few blacks who were lawyers. And Mandela was one of only a small number. In the top middle photo is Nelson Mandela with two white male friends. Ah, isn't that interesting? Nelson Mandela had a lot of white men as friends. Well, both of them are Jews. Sedelsky is there on the right of the photo. The Jew on the left side is Nat Bergman. I don't know his history, I've not looked into it. Then on the top right is Mandela in a Jewish family photo. There are actually two women on the left side of the photo. And there's yet another one of Nelson Mandela's white friends. Could he be Afrikaans? Could he be a Boer? Could he be British? No, he's a Jew. And he's a very interesting Jew. His name is Issy Meisels. If I recall correctly, and I'm just talking from memory, I haven't gone to check this up, I think this Issy Meisels is linked to the communist Jew Solly Jacobson, Dr. Solly Jacobson. Issy Meisels, I think, is an advocate. And his buddy is the Jewish psychologist Dr. Solly Jacobson. Issy Meisels is associated with Jacobson at the time of the attempts to kill Dr. Hendrik Verwoerd. This Issy Meisels is busy running around with Solly Jacobson, who's organizing the killing, or the attempts to kill, until he gets it right. And just to remind you, Issy, what is Issy? Isn't that a strange name? Jews have all these nicknames to hide their real names. The real name is Israel. Israel. So his first name is actually Israel, but then the Jews will run around calling him Issy. This is just like the assassination of JFK, and there's a Jew who goes and kills Lee Harvey Oswald. The Jew is called in the newspapers Jack Ruby. But his real name that he's born with is Jacob Leon Rubinstein. So Jews hide their names. So instead of Rubinstein in the newspapers, they say, oh no, it's just Jack Ruby, you know, implying it's another white guy, but it's not another white guy, it's a Jew. They are hiding the Jewish link here. So Issy Meisels is a Jew that people don't really notice or know about, but there I got a nice photo of him, and it's actually Issy Meisels with his wife and his daughter with their big buddy, Nelson Mandela. Bottom center, there is Nelson Mandela with the chief rabbi of South Africa, Warren Goldstein. So those are the kinds of Jews who are hobnobbing with Nelson Mandela. And who's this guy in the bottom right? Well, that is from 1999. Nelson Mandela is the president of South Africa, the Jew-approved president of South Africa, and he's visiting Israel, and there he is with Ehud Barak. So that'll give you a little bit of a view of Nelson Mandela. And just look at his body language. He's very cozy with these Jews, very cozy with them, very happy with them. So, if you want to know why Nelson Mandela is famous and approved of, the answer, Jews. If you want to know why the white people of South Africa are hated by everybody in the world, maybe the answer is Jews.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know you don't.